Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Satchel has his own unique style. He picks up a tip here and there, his satchel spin on it, and he always has a brand new name. Satch began to think of his pitch as his children. The hesitation was his magic slow ball. The trouble ball caused all sorts of havoc. The B ball, according to Satch, would always be where he wanted to be. There was an odd way about his pitching. He would stand tall and straight as an oak tree on the mound. His foot looked to be about a mile long, and when he shot it into the air, it seemed to block out the sun. Satch's arm seemed to stretch on forever, winding, bending, twisting. And then there was that grin he flashed just as he released the ball. It seemed to say, "Go ahead, just try and get a hit off of that." Strike one, and you never saw it coming. I mean, 1 minute it was there, plain as day in his hand. And then all of a sudden, strike two. It was in the catcher's mitt. The batter would shrink his eyes, squirt a little. There it comes. Got it now. Strike three, just like that, all over.
Next batter up. Give it up, Satch. Show yourself. Fans and teammates would shout, and he did. Every time, folks would pack the stands to see how many Satchel could strike out in one game. He made the crowds laugh with his fast talking and slow walking, but mostly he made them cheer. Never in his 19 years had he heard a sweeter sound.
Back in 1923, when Gibson and Satch were teammates on the Pittsburgh Cowboys, they were considered a mighty powerful duo. Posters for the Cowboys read, "Josh Gibson and Satchel Paige, the greatest batter in baseball." Gibson guaranteed to hit two home runs, and Paige guaranteed to strike out the first 9 men.
"Someday we'll meet up and see who's best," they would often joke with each other in 1942. Often after Satchel's return to the road, they got their chance.